the Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, Derek Mason and Adam Vingan. Willie Donick had to step out to take care of some personal business. He's upset that it's going to interfere with our weekly conversation with Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, thank you for joining us as always. Although your team did come up short this past weekend against Texas, what I was most struck by listening to you after the game and listening to your players is that there are no more moral victories for your program because of what you've been able to accomplish this season. Your players went into that game against Texas expecting to win. I mean, that is a powerful thing, I imagine, for a coach to be able to foster within a football program, considering where that may have been when you first returned to Vanderbilt to where it is now. How would you describe that journey?
Well, it's been a long one. And I think, you know, obviously as a competitor, you never want to have a situation where anything other than accomplishing the mission is acceptable or okay. I think one of the great challenges in a season is that you have to see it as, you know, is one journey, not really 12 independent journeys. And so in that context, you can learn from both good results and bad results. And so there are things from Saturday that we can look at and say, you know, we did these things well. And then also to shift, say, but we need to do these things better to get the outcome we want. That can help us strengthen in our next performance. But that's our approach. But certainly we don't accept finishing close is something that, you know, we celebrate or we think is in any sense accomplishing the mission. This is our mission's winning, and this is a team that takes great pride in the pursuit of that and is very disappointed when we fall short. But if you look at the game, what gives me peace of mind about our competitive makeup, and this is where this team separates from the others I've fielded here, there's no matter what the flow of the game tells them, the doubt that might have existed in the past is eliminated. I mean, we went at half and came back out and fought tooth and nail and scratched our way back into it. And you only do that against a team as talented as Texas and as well coached as Texas if there's a deeply ingrained belief that, you know, we're here to win and we have everything we need to win. And unfortunately, the clock ran out on us. And so the lesson is how do we play a little more opportunistic early in the game to allow ourselves to close it out at the end.
Clark, you're preparing to face Auburn this weekend. Last season, New Mexico State went to Auburn, won 31-10. Diego Pavia had 3 touchdowns. Considering the connective tissue between the New Mexico State program and your own, do you look at film from that New Mexico game last year as you game plan for Auburn this weekend?
You know, I don't. I've watched that game a number of times. I did that as I was evaluating our program, you know, at the end of the season last year, and also as I was evaluating Tim Beck as a play caller. But this is a different team. It's a different Auburn team. And, you know, we have pretty well ingrained systems in place here that, you know, we're gonna adjust to fit to best attack and defend against Auburn. But, you know, we're not going to deviate too far from who we are and what we do. So this is about how we adjust and adapt our strategy to go play a great game. But more than anything else, we need to bring our identity and the discipline, respect, and spirit that defines us as a good team. And, you know, we need to play a good game because despite the adversity that Auburn's faced this year, they're coming off a great road win where I think they've really established an identity as a team that centers on an aggressive defense and a dynamic, explosive rushing attack. And when you look at their film, I mean, there's talent all over the field. They have explosive receiver skill. This is as good of a backfield as we've faced. Their offensive line's physical. Defensively, they're big, they're strong, they're fast, they're physical. And all this factors into a special teams group that's really, really good. So it's a good team. It's a road environment, a tough road environment in the SEC. This one will require us to play our best game. And, you know, hopefully the things that we've learned as we've gone through the season, we can apply those and give ourselves the best chance.
We'll talk with Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, Coach, I know Diego was banged up a bit in this past game, but you said he will be underneath center for you against Auburn. How do you protect him, knowing that that he is dealing with some ailments and he is a big part of, you know, what the offense has to do and what they are able to do each and every week? Is there a way you can protect him without taking away his physical brand of football?
Well, he is banged up, and obviously he's tough as nails and, you know, practice today, but the accumulation of the season is catching up to him a little bit, and that's not going to deter him at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, Diego's a true warrior, but you know, inevitably in this league, that's the nature of the week in, week out grind. As far as protecting him, you know, I feel like we can design the best mechanisms for protection as coaches, teach them and train them, meaning like, how are we protecting certain looks from their defense, pass protecting, how are we trying to take hits off him in the pocket? You know, when it comes to our run game, there's certainly ways to design, you know, determine gives or plays where, you know, we create the leverage we need to get the ball in the perimeter and out of his hands. And yet our offense flows best through him. And so there's the balance between looking for opportunities just to take a couple hits off him, but also needing him to play the game how he knows how to play it, for us to be as successful as we can be. And I mean, you know, we can aspire to do anything. At the end of the day, Diego will have the ball in his hands and he'll make decisions based off what he feels like puts us in the best position to win. And what I know about him is there's never going to be a point in time where he chooses to protect himself rather than lay it all on the line for the sake of the team.
Now, you guys were 3-for-12 on third down, and you know in this business that the longer you can stay on the field, the better it is for your team and mainly your offense. How do you remedy that, you know, being better than a 3-and-12 team? And then on the other side, the defense getting off the field on third down.
Yeah. I think, first of all, to talk, you know, when you look at the Texas game and you think about our plan to win and the things we needed to do, possession time was a critical part of that, because that's a really explosive offense, and it's a defense that's very, very good. I mean, that is as good of a defensive front as I've seen probably since 2021 Georgia. And in order to find yards against the front like that, you've got to wear them out, and wearing them out means you need to stay on schedule and keep them on the field. And that's how you can open up opportunities late in the game to maybe get some explosive plays and really kind of hammer home some of the base points of your identity that are so important to success. I think, you know, part of the Alabama game, you know, that was the formula where that's a really skilled defense that we were able to keep on the field for a really long time. And by the time the end of the game came around, you know, we were the more physical team. So, you know, being on schedule, you know, finding the and creating the room early for and being happy with 3 or 4 yard gains early, so that hopefully those 3 or 4 yard gains become 6 to 10 yards later on in the game. And then, you know, the more you possess the ball, the more opportunities you have to get to your shots. And so at some point, you know, we can certainly go methodically down the field, but at some point we need to cover some ground in chunks, and snap accumulation is a big part of that. Defensively, you know, there's a few things, a couple of third downs that I'd like to have back where they had some run tendencies across the 50, and you know, I felt like in terms of game flow and then just the distance of the third downs, you know, we stayed in some of our sub package and they were able to get some runs on us that converted. Obviously we got beat on the early man, third down for a touchdown, which is a fundamental technical thing that we have to improve upon, but I felt like, you know, we measured third down performance in three ways defensively. Mm-hmm. The first is, you know, 20% of the snaps, the total snaps for the opponent need to be third down. So if you want to be a good third down team, you have to get the opponent to third down. We met that mark, meaning we played well enough on first and second down to force third downs. The second measure is, you know, we want the average yard to gain to be 7 or more yards. And that puts us in an advantageous position to get off the field. And we met that mark too. You know, a lot of times when you have the statistical measures we did coming out of the game, it's because he played a lot of third and threes. But that wasn't the case on Saturday. And so the third measure is we want to be at 67% stop rate. And we were short of that. And, you know, the runs hurt, but also little points of execution. And I think some things we can do structurally to help with some of the tendencies we put on film that we'll be looking at and looking to address as we go play against Auburn. So opportunities for us to improve. I think there are elements of that performance that I think we can actually pull from in a positive way, but certainly areas where we need to close the deal on drives and get the ball back to our offense, because the longer those drives extend, you know, the more it challenges our field position. And the field position, you know, being on long fields for our offense isn't a formula to generate points and to create space between us and the opponent.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee joining us as he does every Tuesday afternoon. Clark, thanks for chatting. Good luck this weekend at Auburn.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Yep.
Of course. Clark Lee and his Vanderbilt Commodores are on the road this weekend at Auburn. Auburn, by the way, despite being 3-5, 7-point favorites at this moment.
That's odd.
It does seem a bit odd, but Vanderbilt relishes the underdog role, and they've been good at it. But Vanderbilt at Auburn this weekend. We'll wrap up the show next. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.